Blog Talk Radio.
To Motivating Monday, called the Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you just tuned in, it's your first time ever, I thank you in advance for being a part of Motivating Monday, called the Shock Entertainment Report. Today, September the 23rd, it is fall. Can't believe summer is just zoomed in and zoomed out. Now, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, deep south, and it seems to be hot, 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 but we are experiencing, like, fall-like weather this morning. It rained some, and we're experiencing, but we must not be fooled, because the hot weather is not completely gone. The fair is scheduled to come next week, so usually when the fair comes to town, that is when it's, like, officially fall weather time here. In the deep south of Jackson, Mississippi. You know, sending many prayers out to those in Kenya and Nairobi and all that. I'm watching Morning Joe, and what happened at that mall on Thursday is just horrific and still happening with hostages being held. So sending prayers definitely to our brothers and sisters there. And Americans that are there working and living and visiting also. And, of course, you know, sending prayers to our own communities, our own small communities, our neighborhoods, our villages and all. But we're a whole big world. And just by the blessings of the Internet, we're able to communicate in real time with one another. So thank you for your love and your support. But, again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday, because of Shock Entertainment Report. The chat room should be entering the chat room. I hope sometimes I have difficulty going to the chat room, but I hope not. So today we're going to talk about healthy living basics and, of course, the Emmys. Enjoyed the Emmys. But just my luck, I went to the powder room last night, and then who did I hear as I was in the bathroom, the powder room? I heard Shamar Moore talking from backstage. I heard Miss Elton John, but I still enjoyed the show. And but I was like, no way! But I did get a chance to see Shamar close to the end. But the Diane Carroll and Kerry Washington, they just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Everybody was so beautiful and just so handsome. And Neil Patrick Harris, he did a remarkable job, like he always. So it was a pretty good. Awards event, and of course, Sunday sports could not fail any of us, huh? Thankfully, the Saints won, the Cowboys won. The Saints and the Dolphins are 3-0, so isn't that something? But big shout out to all the winners and losers. Do better next time. And we have Monday Night Football tonight, right? But I've been checking out just different things, and it's just amazing. It's a lot to talk about, but we won't jam a lot in. We'll just stay focused. But feel free to call 714-409-0614. Come in the chat room. As much as I like doing commentary style shows, I do like interactive shows also. Well, let's continue on. And here's more of Prince and 3EG. And Prisoners is number one at the box office. So who have you seen the movie this past weekend? I didn't get to the movie this past weekend, but I figured it would be number one, and sure enough, it is. So good. Here's 16 Woody. Rock and roll man, Frankie O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm.
rock and roll man. Extreme Woody doing his thing, doing what he knows best. Checking out USA Today. You can also check out Emmys.com also for your information regarding award shows. But USA Today reads, USA Today, Emmys 2013, and the winners are. And it goes on to say that who won big at this year's 65th Primetime Emmy Awards? Drama series winner, Breaking Bad, AMC. Nominees were, you know, I went through like most of them yesterday. Nominees, Breaking Bad, AMC, Downton Abbey, PBS, Homeland, Showtime, Game of Thrones, HBO, House of Cards, and Netflix, Mad Men, AMC. Comedy series winner, Martin Family, ABC. The nominees were The Big Bang Theory, CBS Girls, HBO Louie, FX, Martin Family, ABC 30 Rock, NBC Veep, HBO. Lead actress in a drama series, the winner, she won last year, she won this year, Claire Danes, Homeland Showtime, nominees Connie Britton, Nashville, ABC Claire Danes, Homeland, Showtime, Michelle Dockery, Downton Abbey, PBS with Vera Farmiga, Bates Motel, A&E, Elizabeth Moss, Mad Men, AMC, AMC, Kerry Washington, Scandal, ABC, Robin Wright, House of Cloud. And then it goes on to say that the lead actor in the drama series was Jeff Daniels for The Newsroom, HBO. Nominees in this category was also Hugh Bonneville, Downton Abbey, PBS, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, AMC, Jeff Daniels, The Newsroom, HBO, John Hamm, Mad Men of 56, Mad Men AMC, excuse me, Damian Lewis, Homeland, Showtime, Kevin Spacey, House of Cards, Netflix. Lee entered in the comedy series, winner Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory, CBS, nominees Jason Bateman, Arrested Development, Netflix, Louis C.K., Louie, FX, Don Cheadle, House of Lies, Showtime, Matt LeBlanc, Episodes, Showtime, Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory, CBS, Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock, NBC. Lead actress in a miniseries or movie, winner Laura Linney, The Big C, Hereafter, Showtime. Nominees, Jessica Lange, American Horror Story, FX, Laura Tinney, The Big C, Hereafter, and Showtime, Helen Mirren, Phil Spector, HBO, Joanna Weaver, Political Animal, USA, Elizabeth Moss, Top of the Lake, Sundance Channel. Supporting actress in a drama series, winner Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad, AMC. Nominees Anna Gunn, Breaking Bad, AMC. Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey, PBS. Amelia Clark, Game of Thrones. HBO, Christine Baranski, The Good Wife, CBS, Morena. Wait a second. Oh, Baccarin, Homeland. Showtime, Christina Hendricks, Mad Men, AMC. My eyes are getting kind of heavy. Supporting actor in a comedy series, winner Tony Hale for Veep, HBO. Nominees Adam Driver, Girls, HBO, Jesse Tyler, Ferguson, Martin Family, ABC, Ed O'Neill, Martin Family, Ty Burrell, Martin Family, ABC, Saturday Night Live, NBC, Tony Hale, Veep, HBO. Supporting actress in a comedy series, winner Merritt Weaver, Nurse Jackie, Showtime. Nominees Bahiem Bialik, The Big Bang Theory, CBS. Jane Lynch, Glee, Fox, Sofia Vergara, Martin Family, ABC. Julie Bowen, Martin Family, ABC. Merritt Weaver, Nurse Jackie, Showtime. Jan Krakowski, 30 Rock, NBC, Anna Shumsky. Supporting actress in a miniseries or movie, winner Ellen Bernstein, Political Animals, USA. Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Charlotte Rampling, Restless, Sundance. Imelda Staunton, The Girl, HBO. Ellen Bernstein, Political Animals, USA. Alfred Woodard, Steel Magnolias, Lifetime. And to pour up a cup of coffee. A supporting actor in a miniseries or movie. Winner, James Cromwell, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Nominees include James Cromwell, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Zachary Quinto, American Horror Story, Asylum, FX. Scott Bakula, Behind the Calabra, HBO. John Benjamin Hickey, The Big C, Hereafter, Showtime, Peter Mullen, Top of the Lake, Sundance Channel. And then there's the reality competition program. Winner, The Voice, NBC. Nominees, The Amazing Race, CBS Dance with Stars, ABC Project Runway, Lifetime, So You Think You Can Dance, for the Fox, Top Chef, Bravo, The Voice, NBC. Variety series, winner, The Colbert Report, Comedy Central. Nominees, The Colbert Report and Comedy Central, Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel in Live, ABC, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, NBC, Real Time with Bill Maher, HBO, Saturday Night Live. Variety Special, winner Louis C.K., Oh My God, HBO, nominees, the Kennedy Center Awards, CBS, Louis C.K., Oh My God, HBO, My Book Strikes Back, with Mel Brooks and Alan Yentob, HBO, Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, Thursdays Part 1, NBC, 12 Show 12, the composite for Sandy Relief. I mean, the concept for Sandy Relief. Director for a drama series, winner House of Cards, Netflix, nominees, Boardwalk Empire, HBO, Breaking Bad, AMC, Downton Abbey, PBS, Homeland Showtime. Wow. Okay. Next, directing for a comedy series. Winner, Martin Family, ABC. Nominees, Girls, HBO, Glee, Fox, Louis, FX, Martin Family, ABC, 30 Rock, NBC. Writing for a variety series. The winner, The Colbert Report, Comedy Central. Nominees, The Colbert Report, Comedy Central, The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Comedy Central, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC, Portlandia, IFC, Real Time with Bill Maher, HBO, Saturday Night Live, NBC. So I'm going to go through most of them, but I'm also have them shared, and you can visit the Emmys website, and also this is USA Today. They have all the winners posted. Guest actor in a comedy series presented the Primetime Creative Arts Emmys, Bob Newhart, The Big Bang Theory, CBS. Nominees, Bob Newhart, The Big Bang Theory, CBS, Nathan Lane, Martin Family, ABC, Bobby Cannavale, Nurse Jackie, Showtime, Louis C.K., Saturday Night Live, NBC, Justin Timberlake, Saturday Night Live, NBC, Will Forte, and 30 Rock, NBC. Wow. Okay. And, because I shared a lot of the list, last evening. guest actor in a drama series presented at the Primetime Creative Arts Emmys. Winner Dan Bukatinski, Scandal, ABC. Nominees Nathan Lane, The Good Wife, CBS. Michael J. Fox, The Good Wife, CBS. Rupert Friend, Homeland Showtime. Robert Morris, Mad Men, AMC. Harry Hamlin, Mad Men, AMC. Dan Bukatinski. Wow. And I think there's one more. Where there's winner, Carrie Preston, The Good Wife, CBS. Nominees, Margot Martindale, The Americans, FX, Diana Rigg, Game of Thrones, HBO. Carrie Preston, The Good Wife, CBS. Linda Cardellini, Mad Men, AMC. James Lord, Fonda, The Newsroom, HBO. John Cusack, Shameless, Showtime. Guest Stewart in a drama series presented at the Primetime Creative Arts Academy. The War. The winner, Danny Bukatinski, Scandal, ABC. Nominees, Nathan Lane, The Good Wife. I think I shared this, but I'll repeat it. CBS, Michael J. Fox, The Good Wife, Rupert Friend, Homeland, Showtime, Robert Morris, Mad Men, AMC, Harry Hamlin, Mad Men, AMC, Dan Bukatinski, Scandal. Wow. So those are amazing lists, and I'm going to go ahead and tweet that out. I have it posted on Facebook, and I need some coffee, like ASAP. Sipping a beverage, I shouldn't be sipping a soda. I'll drink one every once in a while. Of course, you know, 30 Rock won for comedy series. Speaking of Bob Newhart, the Big Bang Theory CBS, it just goes on, and Getting Properly Trained is ongoing. Learning experience also for me. But again, thank you. Now, I need to head back to let's see. Okay. So those were the winners. Now, if I can get my screen back up, you'll be just right. Remember, the next live broadcast is Wednesday morning. And it's a continuation from last Wednesday's Matters of the Heart topic. Where are the singles, the happily married couples? And last week went over, the best cities for happy singles and happy married people. And also, I was sent some info from another place here. So, well, today is about healthy living basic things we should be eating, and it's a basic way of life. And today, where are the single guys? Where are the single people, the single ladies? Some people really do have that advance. That's what they're saying. But again, thank you for your love and support. Okay. Okay, it should be up in a second. The OWN Network provided us with back-to-back Undercover Ball yesterday. One of my friends said that whenever she watched Undercover Ball, she just cry. I do too. The ending always gets me every time. That ending and also okay, I'm making sure my screen is right. Okay, is this silent? moment of silence, just bear with me. Okay. Whoa, my screen is disappearing. I hope not. Okay, wait a second. I've been right with you. My screen had got a little smaller, and I need to be able to see the studio properly. Happy birthday also today, if today is your birthday or your anniversary. Happy 10th birthday to Mark Cosmetics. A big what's up to the Avon and Mark community. Also, I network with some amazing people with Mark and Avon and those that aren't. And it's just so amazing. Okay. Waiting for my screen. Okay. This experience is a little cut off my screen. She'll be back any moment. There we go. On its way back. Oh. Okay. Done stretch. Come on, screen. My studio screen. So that's how I can see your calls and chat in the chat room and select the songs that will be played. Okay. Yay. My pooches, Brownie and Princess, are still relaxing after the show. I will feed them. They're wondering about why the weather's changing. You know, those of you with pets will be around pets. Do you notice how your pets react to weather change or season changes? But again, on Wednesday, we'll continue from last Wednesday's show, discussing where are the singles, where are the happily married couples, and also we're going to talk about what these happy couples and these happy singles, and those that are married or in relationships, what do happy couples talk about, you know? So I shared some articles that I found regarding that, what does happy couples talk about. What do happy couples talk about? I have posted different articles that I researched and found throughout the morning, this morning, but we'll be talking about that on Wednesday. You know, and it's kind of amazing. You know, you stay upbeat and interested and talk. Because some people feel like, hey, I have nothing to talk about. We've run out of things to talk about. And so through my research and checking out different stories and articles, it was just all about being interested and concerned and just having good dialogue, happy dialogue, because, you know, there's so many people, some singles, couples, all, you know, that the conversation's not positive. It's all about having positive, upbeat conversations, even when the subject matters aren't that positive. You know, like if you're talking about something that's not so happy, but in a way you still stay motivated and encouraged. A big shout out to Ebony Empress. Also, I checked out the probably about the last 20 minutes of her show this morning, and she airs again. Her morning show airs again on Wednesday, late night, Tuesday night, early Wednesday. Yeah. Okay, my studio is coming back up right now. So I'm going on. I have been reading and going over things, and as I clean and organize, I run across interesting newsletters. And I had run across this interesting newsletter called Leading for Results, Taking the High Road While Improving the Bottom Line. And in this newsletter, and I shared it on Facebook yesterday morning, there was a business tip that caught my attention. And it says that run every managerial decision through this ethical checklist. Whenever you're faced with a tough decision, ask yourself these three questions. One, is it legal? Will you be violating either company policy or the law? Two, is it fair and balanced? Are all people involved in the decision being treated fairly in both the short and long term? Will certain individuals get hurt? Three, how will I feel when it's done? How will the decision make you feel about yourself? Will you be proud of what you did? If it was published in the newspaper, would you feel good about your friends and family reading it? And again, that is a short and simple paragraph, but very important, especially when we're making a managerial decision and just a human decision. And this is adapted from The Power of Ethical Management by Kenneth Blanchard and Norman Vincent Peale. And, you know, I am a big, I've loved reading Norman Vincent Peale books since I was, I'm talking about young, ever since I became an entrepreneur in elementary. But I know I really got hardcore into reading Norman Vincent Peale works when I was a teen. So I love his books. Here's the Dread Days Protection.
Direction, won't be worth. Listen up. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. Sea World high fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunts, so like this can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking records. On 9-piece, 8-balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, I smoking telephone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock too much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama mama.
Fashion villain, had so much fun talking to him about a little over a week ago, and he's coming back, and he's not coming back alone. He's coming back with his brother Johnny Panic in Pensacola, and Chase Irvin of Flows Like Wine. I love that group. I just cannot wait. It's going to be so cool. Here's another one, KC Meech, Know What Love Is.
Love you. one.
Nation's heavy rock in Dallas, Texas. Be like you. I'm checking out Indigo Health, always too. I guess it's over now. What I was saying, I'm checking out Everyday Health, Always Choose Well. And sometimes we think we have to do big things just to live a healthier life. Sometimes it's the little steps. When I really, you know, I've dropped a lot of pounds recently over the summer. And I've always been a health nut but, and been fit, but I had ballooned up. So in recent years, I have been, you know, ballooned. And I'm getting back into shape, my thing is to be the fittest I've ever been at age 45. You know, people already think I look younger, 20 years younger than what I am. And a lot of people, I was talking in Ebony Empress chat room the other day, and they were talking about how a lot of people look older than their age. And I was like, well, I get mistaken for being younger than my age, and a lot of family members do too. You know, I guess it's just something in our genes. Also, you do have to take care of yourself. But then you meet some people that say, I drink, I smoke, I do everything, and I still look this way. But it just depends, I guess. But small steps are important. And prayer, when I specifically start putting prayer in my getting fitter and living healthier, that's when the pounds just start dropping. If you need to gain weight or you just want to maintain your weight, it's just there's the big steps, but then there's those little steps. Or maybe not using as much sodium as you've been using, or staying away from sodas and sugars, whatever that might be the culprit to you not getting the best results that you should be getting. And I'm reading this in Everyday Health that says, most of us don't think about the state of our health until we're sick. But being mindful of small choices and paying attention to the way you feel can help optimize your health. Of course, eating a well-balanced diet and getting plenty of exercise are key. But healthy living is more than simple daily habits. It's a lifestyle. And that is so true. It is a lifestyle. You make, last Monday we were talking about making life-changing decisions. When we're living healthier, we are making life-changing decisions to become healthier. Therefore, that is affecting our lifestyle. So it is a lifestyle. You know, those of us that like hip-hop and then rap, like hip-hop music and rap, you know, growing up, my friends and I, we always said that loving hip-hop music was a lifestyle, not just a musical choice. So same with my friends who love rock and roll and rock, and rock. We feel like it's a lifestyle. It's not just, hey, I like this kind of music. But, you know, same with being healthy. And I know so many people that I network with and who we might be losing weight together, or it might be a friend who's working on gaining weight, or it might be a trainer or a health specialist. We're just a support system, and it's all about that lifestyle. You still can, like Ebony Empress talked about the other week, if you're going to cheat or going to eat your comfort food, I mean, still you need to make room and think, okay, I should do this exercise or be active, and, you know, so I won't pack on the pounds, or, you know, because I, you know, I'm always concerned about things going to my thighs, you know. But it goes on to say that whether you're remodeling your home or embarking on a camping trip or going shopping for new gear, there's just, you know, there's just ways to do different things. Wow, here's something. I was going to go ahead and talk about 10 budget-friendly healthy foods. But I think I still will stick to that. You can make changes like eating healthier, and sometimes we think that it is expensive to eat healthy. But I'm looking at this article right here at Everyday Health that says that there is top 10 budget-friendly foods out there, healthy ones. It was written by Joy Beyer, and you can also tweet Everyday Health at Everyday Health. And they mentioned that you don't have to cut back on healthy foods as you're trimming your family food budget. Here are 10 top picks for economical and delicious healthy food. And, oh, I'm awake now. To be honest, I have been doing an all-nighter. I dozed off watching the award show. Jerry and I talked for a minute. We chatted a little bit. And I've pretty much been up. And then I checked out Ebony Empress for like a few minutes of her show because I've been up working and doing things. But I usually get a lot of good, I used to get good sleep, but yesterday evening was just a little for some nap. And, you know, it's important. I know some of you can do like 2-3 hours, but it's, I think something yesterday is important for us. I want to get at least 7 hours of sleep. But back to food. With the economy suffering and food prices rising, your family's grocery bill might be in need of a few budget cuts. Unfortunately, because of the misperception that healthy foods always cost more, nutritious foods like fresh produce are often the first to get bumped from the grocery cart. But there are plenty of ways to save money without sacrificing the quality of your diet. And here are 10 of Everyday Health, Joy Beyer, top picks for healthy foods that won't break the bank. 1. Oats. Oats are one of the cheapest, healthy breakfast options around, and as a member of the whole grain family, they're loaded with healthy nutrients. 1 serving of oatmeal. Yeah, I mean, I love oatmeal. Everyone does not love oatmeal, but it's a way you can add, like, fresh fruit to your oatmeal. And there's some oatmeal that I have where it comes in different flavors. I mean, you can get peaches and cream and strawberry, healthy and delicious and everything. It goes on to say that they're loaded with healthful nutrients. 1 serving of oatmeal, made from a half cup of dry oats, doles out 5 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber, while setting you back only about 30 cents and 150 calories. By plain dry oats in a big canister rather than the often pre-sweetened individual packets. Yeah, that big canister of Quaker oats, that's good. And you make your own oatmeal, and you can, you know, really, like, personalize it. Individual packets, which are more costly. This way, you're also in control of added ingredients, sugars, and total calories in your breakfast. Great mix-ins include fresh or dried fruit, such as diced apple, sliced banana, berries or raisins, peanut butter, chopped nuts, or a few teaspoons of preserves. And then there's 2, healthy frozen mixed vegetables, vegetable blends. Bad frozen vegetables. I love frozen mixed vegetable blends. of bad frozen vegetables. And I know at one level, we all have our different stores in our neighborhood, in our city. But I know at Piggly Wiggly here, you can get like 10 for 10 bags of frozen of mixed vegetables, you know. And, I mean, if that's not the, I don't know what's not. So bagged frozen vegetables are one of the most greatest values in a grocery store. Generic versions are typically cheaper than the popular name brands unless there's a sale. Because mixed vegetable blends such as stir fry or California style varieties contain up to 7 different vegetables in one bag, they are an incredibly easy and cost effective way to incorporate a colorful variety of healthy produce into your diet. You'll spend significantly more if you bought all those veggies individually in their fresh form and will be much more likely to have the extras go to waste. Frozen veggies really are just as nutritious as fresh. They're picked at their peak and fresh, frozen, locking in all of their helpful nutrients. Use frozen veggies just as you would fresh in soups, chilies, casseroles, pasta sauces, omelets, stir fries, that's a favorite of mine, and side dishes, another fave. Just make sure you don't select blends that contain salted salt, sugar, or other unhealthy additives. Yeah, that's right. 3, fresh fruit, bananas, apples, and oranges. Refilling your fruit bowl every week can cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't have to. Make affordable fruits like bananas, apples, and oranges your weekly staples. You know, staples, make them a part of your main items, staple items, and save more costly options like pineapple, pomegranate, melons, and papayas for special treats. Bananas in particular are a bargain hunter's dream. Yeah, because down in my neighborhood, Save-A-Lot, I seen yesterday very ripened bananas were on sale for 25 cents a pound. They were very ripened, like you need to, like, eat them right now or need to cook with them right now because they were very ripened, but they were 25 cents a pound. Don't worry about them going to waste either. If they start to turn black and squishy, toss them into a plastic storage bag and freeze for later. Use frozen bananas and healthy fruit smoothies, or mash them up and mix into oatmeal, low-fat muffins, or pancakes. Don't forget about those oranges and apples. They're kid-friendly, easy to tote, and stay fresh longer than most fruits. Lentils really are the kind of legumes. They've got it all, fiber, protein, folate, iron, potassium, and a host of other trace minerals. Plus, they're super affordable and surprisingly easy to prepare. Unlike dried beans, they don't require pre-soaking, and they cook up quickly. Simmer lentils with diced tomatoes and seasoning for a hearty side dish, or add dry lentils to soups or stews to increase protein without relying on expensive meat. 5, beans, canned or dried. You can't go wrong with these little guys. Like lentils, beans are packed with protein, making them an economical alternative to meat, poultry, and seafood. Plus, they're healthy, loaded with fiber, which, among other things, maintains digestive health, reduces cholesterol levels, and keeps blood sugars under control. Stockpile these pantry staples when they go on sale. Dried beans will keep for up to a year, and canned beans last twice as long. If you choose canned beans, buy low sodium whenever possible, and be sure to thoroughly rinse before using to remove excess salt from the canning liquid. Substitute beans for ground meat in chilies, tacos, soups, or burgers. Or add them to cold salads. Pureed beans can even be used as a healthy low-fat alternative to butter or oil in baked goods. Then there's peanut butter. Elvis Presley is one of his favorites. Peanut butter is a concentrated source of protein, as well as heart-healthy, monounsaturated fats, vitamin E, and B vitamins, of course. Also, a concentrated source of calories. So make sure you limit yourself to no more than 2 tablespoons per serving. 2 level tablespoons are 195 calories. Your money would be better spent if you choose natural peanut butters without added sugars or other additives. But a thrifty, wholesome breakfast, enjoy peanut butter spread on whole wheat toast, or squirrel away the cash you'll normally shell out for for an expensive deli sandwich and have a grown-up PBJ, peanut butter and jelly, for lunch. A real comfort food by substituting sliced fresh fruit, apples or bananas for best, the bonus of being among the cheapest fruits for jelly on your sandwich. Salmon. I love salmon. Salmon is a favorite fish of mine, favorite seafood of mine. 7, canned salmon. The healthy benefits of eating omega-3 rich fish like wild salmon are clear, but the price of fresh fish can be hard to swallow, especially if you feed an entire family. Canned wild Alaskan salmon is a much more economical way to get your weekly fish quota. And then also in the frozen seafood department, I like to buy like those like 4 salmons a bag, and it costs like $3.99. If you're willing to spend less, just a few extra minutes removing the bones and skin yourself rather than buying the boneless, skinless variety, you can save yourself even more money. I love salmon. I practically eat it up before I get it out of the can. Canned salmon is perfect for cold salmon salad. I make croquettes from canned salmon. My mother and I, we have to make the croquettes. Again, you take the bones and the skin out, then you... Let me finish saying what they have. Canned salmon is perfect for cold salmon salad and one salmon melts, and it makes great salmon cakes. Yeah, salmon cakes. We call them croquettes. We mix with egg, milk, and whole oats. What my mother and I, we do, we get the salmon. Either you can get toast or you can get crackers and crumble the crackers up inside the salmon. And then put an egg or two in there. And season it, and then make little croquettes, like little burgers, little cakes, and then put them in a hot skillet and let them fry, and then they're just delicious. That's what I like to do with salmon. But then they continue to say that kids will love its mild flavor, too. Of course, canned salmon provides a healthy dose of sodium, so you want to take that to consideration if you're watching your salt intake. And I am. Fat-free yogurt, an easy protein and calcium-rich snack or breakfast option is fat-free yogurt. If your family members are big fans of this very favorite, consider buying the large 32-ounce tubs instead of the price of your individual cartons. Purchasing yogurt in portable 6-ounce containers is convenient, but your wallet will be rewarded. Just save at least 20% by taking a few extra seconds to scoop out an individual serving into a plastic container or bowl. The 32-ounce containers come in only a limited number of flavors. Keep plenty of fun add-ins such as fresh fruit, raisins, and flavored entrees on hand to add some variety. 9, eggs. Eggs are another low-cost, high-quality protein source. When stored properly in the fridge, raw eggs last about 3 weeks in the shell. So stock up when they're on sale. Also consider buying one of the trays of 18 or 2 dozen that are available in some grocery and club stores to save a few more pennies. Use eggs to whip up cost-effective meatless dinner hun trays like omelets, frittatas, low-fat quiches, and egg sandwiches. Replace some of the whole sandwiches in these recipes with egg whites to lower the calories, fat, and cholesterol. And last but not least, sweet potato. Our list of cheap eats would not be complete without the humble potato. For an added boost of nutrition, try replacing your regular old white potatoes with sweet potatoes. Like white potatoes, they are one of the richest sources of potassium. But ounce-by-ounce sweet potatoes deliver more fiber, vitamin C, and beta-carotene than their pale cousins. These nutritional powerhouses don't have to be limited to Thanksgiving dinner either. Turn sweet potatoes into everyday favorites. Use them to prepare oven fries, mashed potatoes, and stews. Or for super easy side, pierce a whole sweet potato with a fork, wrap in a damp paper towel, and microwave for 4 to 5 minutes. Top with non-fat Greek yogurt or salsa for a little kick. One medium-sized sweet potato provides about 200 calories. Yeah, you can bake a sweet potato and just put a little, you can put a little butter on it or whip out. Also, slice them thin, like chips, and fry them in a skillet. Please, my apologies if you hear my pooches working a little. But I thought that was important to share as we just talked about, like, basic healthy living tips and advice, almost time to conclude the show. But again, that's from Everyday Health. Always choose well. The top 10 budget friendly foods. So, you know, this, you know, doing the basics, that's a big step right there. And that's a lot of food to talk about. And food that is inexpensive, that's economically or friendly and healthy. My apologies if you hear one of my pooches barking. Breakfast time, they can hear activity. We're still missing cinnamon, but cinnamon's been gone a little over a month. So those are her girls that you hear. So hand it to the screen. Play a couple more songs, and we'll talk a little bit more. And feel free to call us. Have a little few more minutes to take calls if you want to share some of your basic healthy living tips or exercise tips. Here's Elder Barnes Jr.
Colgate smile, trending on Twitter, pound sign, she wild. Us together, we the talk of the town. Beat you right, like to take you out. Chill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. Keep on flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, babe, that you so damn fly? Take this picture, let's take our time. You wanna be bees, I'm first in line. Now move to the room with them candle lights. Rub your back, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets, you get me high. Give it so good. I'ma need good here just to make this right. Make love to the sunrise. High sex on a cold morning. I end it like my name Prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride. Looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag, in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting, west by the ocean. Best by devotion, tested by most men. Adored by the women, and I can't lie, I just wanna run up in them.
Again, if today is your birthday, if today is your birthday, you're sharing your birthday with Bruce Springsteen. He's 64 years young. And there was a fighting also, speaking of rock stars, you know, they're producing the biopic, James Brown biopic. The film's being made. They've been casting over the weekend. They had a casting in Natchez, if I'm not mistaken. And I was at last week. But, you know, they're doing the casting and they're beginning to doing the pre-production for the biopic, the James Brown biopic. The guy that played Jackie Robinson in 42 is playing James Brown. But speaking of rock stars, I had heard there's been a sighting of Mick Jagger in town. He's one of the producers of the movie. And James Franco's been casting and doing, his company's been doing pre-production also for his film, The Sound and the Fury, based on the Will Faulkner book. And As I Lay Dying hit the theaters this weekend on 27th. But Mickey Rooney, actor, birthday 90, he's 93. Nnedi Pele, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, 72. Julio Iglesias is 70 years young today. Marty Schottenheimer, football coach, is 70. Mary Kay Place, actress, 66. Marvin Lewis, football coach, is 55. Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, and you remember Pretty Woman? Remember he was the best friend and how he did Julie Roberts' character and all that? He's 54. And Ty McBride, actor, 52. John Harbaugh, football coach, 51. Annie DeFranco, rock singer, 43. Jermaine Dupri, rapper, producer, 41. What's up, Atlanta? Anthony Mackie, actor, 35. Los Angeles Dodgers center fielder Matt Kemp turns 29 years old today. Also, and also sending condolences to the NFL players. To our Arizona Cardinals, his father lost his life in a car accident here in Mississippi en route was going to New Orleans to watch the big game between New Orleans and Arizona Cardinals. I think it was Dan Williams lost his father yesterday. Also, highlight, and also someone who lost a loved one over the weekend, one of my favorite realtors. you all know I love Bravo TV. So Jeff Altman and his family lost his grandmother over the weekend, so he shared it over Facebook. So sending hugs and condolences to Jeff Altman and his family regarding the loss of his grandmother this past weekend. Highlighting history, on September the 23rd, 1952, Senator Richard M. Nixon, Republican California, savaged his vice presidential nomination by appearing live on television to refute allegations of improper campaign fundraising. The address became known as the Checker Speech because of Nixon's on-air reference to the family pet, a dog named Checkers. And in 63 B.C., Caesar Augustus was born in Rome. In 1779, American commander John Paul Jones is said to have declared, "I have not yet begun to fight during a Revolutionary War naval battle." 1806, the Lewis and Clark expedition returns to St. Louis in the Pacific Northwest. 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered by German astronomer Johann Gottfried Galilei. And in 1926, jazz saxophonist and composer John Coltrane was born in Hamlet, North Carolina. Musician Ray Charles was born Ray Charles Robinson in Albany, Georgia in 1930, a year older than my mother. 1939, Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, died at age 83. In 1957, nine black students who had entered Little Rock Central High School in Arkansas were forced to withdraw because of white mob outside. Choreographer, director Bob Fosse died at age 60 in 1987. And in 1990, Iraq threatened to destroy Middle East oil fields and attack Israel if other nations tried to force it from Kuwait. I remember all. Remember that, guys, going back? Desert Storm and all? In 1999, the Mars Climate Observer apparently burnt up as it was about to go into orbit around the red planet. 2011, the soap opera All My Children broadcast its final episode on ABC, ending a 41-year run. But a lot of soap operas have returned to the internet, right? I know. Okay, so I'm going to play a couple songs and quiet the girls down. I think they... Other neighborhood pets walk around in the early morning, and sometimes they walk like in my neighbor's backyard, and I guess they call themselves making their rounds of talking to the other dogs in the neighborhood. So I believe that is what is happening. A little pooch or something is walking in my neighbor's backyard and have my girls, but they're interrupting our broadcast right now, so we ain't got time for that right now, too. So I'm going to play a song or two, a PSA, and make sure everything's okay and give them some food, and I'll be right back before the song's finished. So thank you for tuning in. It's been fun this morning. And next live broadcast is going to be Wednesday. We're going to have fun. And Friday we're talking recipes. So I'm going through my mom's recipes. And so we're going to be talking about recipes. And then in the near future we'll be talking about holiday recipes also. So you guys feel free to call in on Friday. Now Friday's show is at 3 o'clock. Remember, Mondays and Wednesdays are 5:30 a.m. Fridays are 3. Saturday's 8, unless change, you know, because we do have the freedom to change. But we have the morning shows, we have the early evening shows, and we have the 8 o'clock. And then we have the one Sunday when we talk about youth issues and youth advocacy issues. But True God will be coming back soon. A lot of people will be new people and some returns also. I need to send out invites to some who were on the show early on, like back in 2011. You know, I would like to know what some people that used to come on the show, have been on the show before, are up to. You know, even though I might know what they're up to, we all want to know at one time what they're up to. Well, here's AC Defector representing Dallas, Richardson, Texas.
Yeah, live and direct in your face once again.
972, play it up, run it through. 972, got my section through the poop. 972, play it up, put it in. 972, play it up.
I like that. Is it effective? I'm checking out Food Insight, your nutrition and food safety resource. And there's a wealth of information at this site. I recommend you to visit it. Sponsored by the International Food Information Council Foundation. And some of the topics on this website go over food safety, caffeine, healthy eating, active living, food for health. Also, other topics are food ingredients, low-calorie sweeteners, weight loss, the list goes on and on. And then there's a section under Food Insight TV where they talk about 2013 Food and Health Survey Live. And there's a video, a YouTube video that they filmed in Washington, D.C., asking real people real questions and about, you know, safe food safety. And so I posted it on my Facebook page, and I'm tweeting it out also on Twitter at Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOK, Inc. So it's a video regarding healthy, it's a food and health survey, and they're talking to people in D.C. But low-calorie sweeteners, that seems like an interesting topic. So I'm going to see what they're saying about low-calorie sweeteners, because so many of us love low-calorie sweeteners, and some of us are even addicted to them. Low-calorie sweeteners have been a subject of extensive scientific research, looking at their effect on a variety of health conditions. Low-calorie sweeteners have been consumed in food and beverage products, as well as in tabletop form, for many years. The approved low-calorie sweeteners and those that are generally recognized as safe, GRAS, have been reviewed and determined to be safe for human consumption by the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Low-calorie sweeteners provide consumers with a broader selection of low-calorie, palatable foods that offer a sweet alternative for people with diabetes who must monitor their carbohydrates and sugar intake carefully. Low-calorie sweeteners can also play a role in weight management, planned and incorporates healthful food choices and regular exercise, with conflicting information causing confusion and the perpetration of myths and misperceptions. The following science-based records straight on low-calorie sweeteners safety and use. Low-calorie sweeteners, facts about low-calorie sweeteners, and I'm going to just share this right here. Low-calorie sweeteners, sometimes referred to as non-nutritive sweeteners, artificial sweeteners, or sugar substitutes, are ingredients added to food to provide sweetness without adding a significant amount of calories. In fact, they can play an important role in weight management programs that include both the good nutrition choices and physical activity. So that is about the sweeteners. And, you know, and so sometimes a lot of people are just going to, you know, are wondering about sweeteners. So I'm sharing that. Okay, I'm just looking at some of my Facebook. For some reason, I ended up, as I was sharing this on Facebook, I was reading some of the statuses of some of my Facebook friends, and there are some awesome, motivating statuses out there, I must say. And, I mean, I just thank all of you for tuning in and checking out the show. Tuning in on Wednesdays, we talk about happy singles and happy married people, and where do they live, and what do these happy singles and happy couples talk about? And also, when singles and married people are friends, you know, what happens then? You know, or when you feel like you can't have single friends because you're married, or because you're single, you can't have married friends. Big shout out to my married friends, happily married friends. Shout out to my single friends and those that are like I, waiting to be legally, looking forward to being legally single, you know. So, you know, just, you know, shout out. Well, I don't know. I'll be quiet, because I don't know. You know, there's some things going. It's about, you know, I'm not going to talk. but again, I'm looking at some awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. I know, I'm like, okay. I know you guys can hear me. I'm like, okay, wait a second. I talk, but I do. You know what? I talk, but I'm a private person also. So, you know. So there's a time and place to share stuff. Because I network with a lot of people, and I have a lot of, like, private conversations. But believe it or not, in phone conversations and in-person conversations with a lot of people. And, you know, there's a time when I would do the getting-to-know segment, the getting-to-know shows where I would, like, answer frequently answered questions and also share a lot about myself. I don't mind sharing myself. I'd rather you hear from me than hear rumors and lies and stuff that's not true, you know. Or even if it's true, why not get it from the horse's mouth? You know, get it from me. You know, that's how I look at that. But, you know. But being a person that likes to share news, you know, you. But if you notice, I do my best not to talk about like gossip or hurtful things. You know, really, because you don't want to hurt people. I know some people is like don't care, but no, you know, you have to have some compassion and care somewhere up in there. But again, thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Wednesday is going to be a fun show. Belinda Bostic is coming back next Wednesday on October the 2nd. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be hosting an online slumber party. An online slumber party with Belinda Bostic. Visit her website at Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. And so I'm going to be hosting a slumber party beginning on October the 1st. And so if I don't have your email address, please get your email address to me so I can include you on the online party, Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. And so I'm going to be hosting one of her awesome, naughty, but good parties, girls, you know, girls' night out slumber parties. And she's going to provide some awesome goodies. And I'm super excited to be hosting an online party, and I can't wait to host one in person. And I know she said next time I come to Dallas, we'll have a girls' night out weekend. I've never been in Houston, so I'm looking forward to when I do visit Houston, having fun at one of her girls' night out parties also. But we'll be hosting a summer parties party from October the 1st, an online party with Belinda Bostic. And you guys check out my Avon website, also online store. I mean, so I know many of you have started your holiday shopping, but there are some amazing items. And one thing about shopping with Avon, you can really work in your holiday gifts within your budget, regardless of the size of your budget. And one thing about Avon, too, the products are quality products. Quality products. So big shout out to the Avon Mart community, myself, leader, my original sales manager and the consultant district sales manager, and also all others that I network with. Last night enjoyed a conference call hosted by husband and wife partners who are senior executive unit leaders with Avon. I've been with the company 3 years, and they are providing amazing customer service at the same time training others and making a lot of money marketing Avon. And this is the second week that I listened in on one of their conference calls, and they're so awesome, such cool people. So big shout out to the Garcias also, and just, you know, everybody that I network with anyway, period, in beauty, music, entertainment, fashion, just everything. You're amazing. Just in life general, my prayer warriors, thank you for praying for me, and thank you for allowing me to pray for you also. I'm going to play a couple more songs and maybe a PSA or two and conclude the show until Wednesday. And then remember, Friday we're going to be talking recipes also. And we did talk some food today, did we not? So thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless. You might hear my voice one more time. Here's Andre Simone, America. America. Here's Kate Denich. Check out his new music, SoundCloud, like his Facebook page, and following that, concluding will be Prince and Third Eye Girl. But here's Kate Denich, 1977. Ooh.
This is no ordinary signal. There is no known natural phenomenon to explain it. This blip looks like a mark of technology, perhaps a sound of intelligent life. This is the sound of our universe.
Thank you.
sound of our universe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Motivating Monday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. God bless.